Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis. This is Paulette Young speaking. This is through Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to talk on the coronavirus traveling crisis and some of the things that are going on with the coronavirus. We have others on the line, and they'll be speaking also. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to give a little bit of background, and we'll just start talking back and forth. Boy,
okay.
We're in a crisis globally. 2019, the novel coronavirus, it's a virus causing sickness and death. And we're going to talk about how widespread is this virus. Can anyone get this virus? How can one avoid getting the virus? Should one travel on a ship? What is the United States doing to stop the spread of this virus? Is this virus linked to seafood? Can virus spread from person to person? What are the signs and symptoms one might have? So for those that are listening, tune in to American Health Crisis, Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Paulette Young and Selena Lindsay. We'll be on for about an hour talking about some of the things that are going on. All right, Selena, what do you think?
Well, I think we do have something that's going on that is worldwide. And at first when it started, it sounded like it would just stay over there. At least that's what we hoped for. And it was just a few days later that, they began to check at the airports. And if anybody had any sense, then you watch what China was doing as they departed from China and they began to check people that came off of the airline. You automatically knew something has gone wrong here. And this effort that they seem to be trying to do something about it was, come on, just take the temperature of somebody and isolate them. What are we doing?
Wow. They said some of the things I read on cause of an outbreak of respiratory illness first detected in Wuhan, China, and then, if I'm saying it right, Wuhan, China, reportedly had some links to a large seafood and animal market, suggesting animal-to-person spread. It's unclear, they said, how easily or sustainably this virus is spreading between people. So they now know that you can get it from person to person also. Some of the signs and symptoms, and we'll talk about that, thought to be spreading the illness people to others. You can have mild symptoms, they said, to people being, and then it can become severely ill, and they die, some of them. It includes fever, cough, shortness of breath, can appear in 2 days or 14 days later. Center of Disease Control has developed a test, a new laboratory kit, and for the first time, FDA did not wait to go ahead and let them use it, because normally all this stuff takes time. We don't have time. And so on January 31st, 2020, they went ahead and okay the use of the test that Center of Disease Control came up. Some of the people want to know, well, how can I not get it? You can stay away from people who are sick. This is what the Center of Disease Control is saying. Do not touch your eyes, nose, mouth with unwashed hands. Stay home if you are sick. Use tissue to cover your cough or sneeze. Throw that tissue away. Because remember how people, they'll cough and something, they hang on to it? This one. They said, don't do that. Throw it away. Clean and disinfect surface and objects with wipes or cleaning spray. Center of Disease Control does not recommend use of face masks unless you are ill. Face masks are useful for, however, for like the health workers and if one is taking care of someone who's sick or in a close setting, like at home or in a health care facility. Then they said wash your hands often with soap and water or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. So you got to read the labels because when you buy stuff at the 99-cent store and the regular grocery store, sometimes it's 50%, 40%. So you have to pay attention to all of that. And it said avoid traveling to China. That limits access to medical care and in your infected areas. It said the virus can spread from person to person. They said there are several known coronaviruses that infect people and usually only cause mild respiratory disease, such as the common cold. But now it says there are at least two coronaviruses that have caused severe disease, severe acute respiratory syndrome like SARS. SARS, people don't realize, is a coronavirus. And then they have one that's called the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. That's MERS. That's also coronavirus. So this it has the potential to cause severe disease and death. Risk factors for severe illness are not yet clear. Older people and people with medical conditions are at a higher risk. And I says, wow. So all of that we got to take into consideration. So what do you think?
Well, I think that and even more, because as we well know, just because that's what they tell us, doesn't mean that all of it is true. You know, they developed a test, but they haven't developed a cure. And as we well know, if you go into a hospital or you're going anywhere that around a lot of people, especially people that you know have traveled, I would suggest you put the mask on. Because
yeah.
You don't want to be breathing in that stuff. And so,
yeah, that's why Center of Disease Control is. But you know, they're up day after day. What's happening? We're following. At least they're following it day after day. My biggest complaint: they have a book on the coronavirus. Who knew? This is one of those things that's been followed. I mean, from the beginning, it reminds me of the Zika virus. That was discovered in the 40s, 1940-something, and there was a doctor that said, we need to follow this one so that we don't end up with the crisis that you remember happened in South America and some of the other places. And it's like, wow. So they discover these things, but it's up to the establishment whether they're going to do something about it. Unfortunately, this one seems to be, I don't know if you agree or not, seems like it's out of control.
Well, I would think so because at first, you know, you have one tail after another. They said, oh, here we go again. It's a disease that came from chickens in China and Asians. And out of the airport, several of my Asian friends that have businesses, call up and said people aren't coming in them because they're afraid of the food.
Businesses are in trouble. Even here, Chinatown, Koreatown, people aren't over there doing anything. They're losing business right now. Now, the last report within the last, I think, 24 hours, Chinese mainland is up to 40,171. That's a lot of people.
Not only that, they're up to so many people. They have airplanes and helicopters going through the city spraying.
Mm-hmm.
That's how serious
it is. How does that help? If the people people already
well,
have it.
Well, the same way they do the meth.
Killing the virus?
Apparently, they feel like they're doing something because they wouldn't be just spraying for nothing.
They'll try anything.
Yeah. Use every weapon.
Remember when
SARS
was here, sprayed in all our neighborhoods?
And the thing is, you said it's running rampant. It is. When they go to desperate measures that they're spraying cities, and when you look at that stuff on television, they're going through the city spraying like a mad dog. Everything and everybody through the air. And in the first place, the quality of air is not that good.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, we can talk about the ships. They have ships that are moored that has 1,300 people on them, and the people are confined to their room.
Okay,
that's
Dr. Phillips today. She said she wouldn't travel on any ship. I said, none. She
mm-hmm.
said, no. But they're not telling us that. They're just saying certain areas. They're not saying don't travel on any cruise ship. She is saying do not travel on any of them until we get better reports. Because
on those ships that might have
already been exposed to someone. Look at what was that ship name? Japan, on the Princess Diamond cruise ship. And they had
mm-hmm.
a total of 130 that have the disease or the virus. 13 of those are Americans. That's a lot.
And
then
all the healthcare officials that were trying to help them.
I just think this is a time not to travel, especially on any cruise ship. I don't care if it's the Royal Caribbean, any of them, because the point is...
Well, you and I
think
they're going to have a heck of a time. How do you quarantine a ship?
Mm-hmm.
How did you go through there and sterilize it?
Oh, they're making them stay in their rooms on the ship for 14 days. Somebody brings their food to them. They're not allowed out of the room.
After you get finished with it, how do you sterilize the ship that has had that virus on it?
You know, I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. What bathroom can you go in?
Figure out how to kill the
virus
first. They're already thinking about coming up with a vaccine. I don't know if you remember back in the day for the HIV. They were talking about a vaccine then, and there were doctors that took that vaccine. Well, they're all dead now. So I don't know if you want to be one of the guinea pigs in the beginning to see what happens or not. Because you can do anything in a lab, but our bodies are more complicated. I wouldn't be the first to want that kind of vaccine. Just like I wouldn't have wanted a vaccine for no HIV. You just come up with it, and then you put it, you know, give it to the human beings. And we see what happens, because if it's destroyed in the lab, we're able to kill it. Oh, we should be able to kill it in the human body. It's just, well, you know, if you could have came up with a vaccine for this coronavirus, you would have done that way before now. This isn't a new virus, the way they're saying is, well, they're telling us it's mutated, and now we got this kind. I don't know. I don't know about all that. But
no, it's a virus that's in the runaway. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And until they get a better handle on it, I don't think people should panic.
Hey, if you have background sick, I won't be able to... for the broadcast. So if you can figure out how not to have the background music, I can have you on. All right, thank you. All right, go ahead. Yeah, someone called. I don't know where they called in from, but I have to mute all the background stuff.
People shouldn't panic, but they should really pay attention to some of the recommendations that CDC has.
Yeah.
And you really should think twice before you want to go to a football game or places where there are multitudes of people from nationalities at this particular time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And especially with your children.
And even if they didn't travel from, say, China, you have some that's gone into France. I talked to a lady the other day, and her husband, but he could have still been exposed. This is a worldwide, this ain't a one-place thing. And I don't believe all the numbers that they're reporting is true. I think some of those numbers may be higher than we expect, especially with them finally coming up with how many is infected in Chinese mainland. 40,000, that's a lot of people. You know what bothers me right now about this, the reporting part? If you had measles, they ask you, where were you? You have to name all the places, and then they put it on the news. If you visit Disneyland or if you visit the steakhouse, you know, they give locations. They should be doing that for this.
And there are two prime places that I would definitely recommend staying out of. Disneyland being one of them, and Six Flags.
That's the way they do for measles and hepatitis A and B and all those things. The same thing should be done for reporting where has that person been. I don't see that in the news at all. Not for this thing. Because California, we have 6 confirmed cases. They said 2 in Santa Clara County. Well, where did those 2 people visit? 2 in San Benito County. Where did those 2 people visit? They said 1 in Los Angeles County and 1 in Orange County. And they said 5 of them had recently returned from China. But when they came here, where else did they visit?
Well, they wouldn't have to go anywhere if they came into the airport, if they came in contact with other people. And you breathe on long enough.
Wait,
this is
but
the
they
problem
no,
with this particular disease.
But then we should know what airport they came in. What plane were they on? I don't hear anything in the news about that. Like the 2 in Santa Clara County. Where else? What airline was they on? So that all the ones that were on that airline would know something. At least maybe they're saying it, but they're not putting it in the news. I don't know.
I don't like it.
No, I don't think. I would like to hear more on this reporting where these people traveled before they got home, before you got to Santa Clara County. Where did you stop? Did you stop at Carl's Jr.? Did you stop somewhere along the way? Which one? That kind of reporting. That's what I like to see.
Well, that's what they don't want to do because that would
throw off the panic. We know that 5 for here in California have recently returned from China. But once they returned, what are the other things they did before they got home to their houses? Before they discovered they're sick.
Well, being people, they could have done anything, and we know that, and that's part of the problem. They could go to church, they go to the gas station, they go to restaurants.
Do you feel
you know,
those
they go to football games?
It's how you're going to contain them.
And as
stuff.
I said earlier, usually these businesses do.
I believe even though they're saying there's 12 confirmed cases in the United States, I believe those numbers are higher. It's just that's the ones they know about. We don't know any of the unknown and how widespread that is. It's like unknown. So that, I don't know. This is not looking pretty at all.
Well, there are a number of major places that usually tourists go and visit. I would curtail my visit at this time. You know, start with Disneyland, Six Flags, and places like that, because a lot of international visitors,
people
they go
there.
Straight there. They want to...
I agree. That I do agree with. They said there's South Korea, there's 27 cases. Vietnam, 14 cases. Malaysia, 17 cases. Spain, 2 cases. And your World Health Organization said it's a global health emergency. It really is. I would curtail all traveling, too. This stuff is no joke. And in the UK, they said they boost their quarantine, because of how the virus is spreading.
And they really need to find out, where is it born from? Is it born from animals or chickens or what?
No, they did say they know the fish. And then there's another thing with the fish and animals. And I'm thinking, fish and animals? Well, what animals? There's still a lot we don't know about what's going on. And I guess as things develop, then we'll get the information in the news. This is scary. And it is worse than SARS. They've already passed the number of cases that SARS, deaths, and all that. This one has passed that. You know, can you go to even these, like the pools and stuff? Is it wise to go there? You know, the indoor pools and spas and, you know, how, you know, what should we not do?
Well, ever since we did the article on indoor pools and the chlorine in there and what people do in those pools, because they certainly don't take all the water out.
No.
People that are
but
sick getting in and urinating.
They put a lot of chlorine in those pools.
They're
supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the health people are, I know only fitness, the one, they do come out, they check the amount, make sure it's up to the status where it's supposed to be. I know sometimes the clients are all complaining. I ain't complaining. I'm glad, because it kills the germs, and that is what we need. Again, if you're just joining in, we're talking about the coronavirus and traveling, the crisis that we're presently in on a global basis, the world health people have already said that it's a global health emergency, so much so that the testing kit that Center of Disease Control came up with, they're not wasting time to okay it. It's already been approved. Because normally things like that takes time. This is not taking any time. You're on the line, you hear me, Paulette Young, and you hear Selena Lindsay talking about the crisis we're in. And we've already mentioned about, you know, is it wise to travel on a cruise ship, even if it wasn't in China? Selena mentioned you have a lot of foreigners or people that have visited China on those ships. So, I don't know. I know China is suffering. Some more places going to suffer, too. Right now, they're not saying, like if it came to a cruise ship and it's in China, Japan, they're telling you not to travel on those. But what about the other ones that do have a lot of foreigners? Some of them might have already traveled to China and have come. We already have one ship where 130 people have the virus. So, and still they don't know enough about it. It seems like this
well,
one
we
maybe.
Well, we both have traveled on cruises, and you know those ships
what?
Stop at various different. I said we both have traveled on cruises, and very often they have various stops that they stop on the way, and they take
right.
on other passengers who came from somewhere else.
Mhm. So this is not one to play with. This is not one to ignore. All of you out there, you need to be updating yourself and paying attention to the news and the articles that are coming out, because they still are discovering things about this coronavirus. They don't know everything yet. We do know it can cause death. We do know that it can you can become very ill. That those are facts. And we have no idea how high the death toll is going to be. I do know they're working on a vaccine. I don't know who's going to be the first guinea pigs to take the vaccine. That's how I feel about it. Because it's going to take time to work this stuff out. And too bad they didn't pay attention to that coronavirus more and wait till it becomes a crisis. And now we're all on board. To figure out everything.
Well, I really know about these animals too, because you know people get on these planes with dogs, cats, lizards, chickens, all kinds of crazy things.
So far, the only animal they mentioned is the fish, and then it, one article so and animals, and that's it. It didn't say what animals, because I think they don't know. It's fish and animals. So some of the vegetarians are smart because they don't eat. They don't eat those animals. Muslims, I'll say, are smart, too, because they don't eat those animals. So they won't be coming down with that one, at least not from the food. You still can get it. Now we do know that from person to person. Wait, are you traveling anywhere?
No time soon. I had some bright ideas, but I can wait.
Yeah. This one is not, it's not even a pleasant topic to talk about. And anybody can get it. However, if you're old and you already have a pre-existing condition, medical condition, you're more likely to get it. If when exposed to it. But it seemed like this hand. But you know what? A lot of us are already used to the hand washing because you know how you go into the stores. You know, and people, even we walk in, they have, you know, where you can wash your hands and stuff like that. So that
mm-hmm.
started long ago. I guess people may take that a little bit more serious now. Again, if you're just coming on the line, this is America Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is Colette Young speaking, your host, along with Selena Lindsay. And we're talking about the coronavirus. It is widespread. How far? Well, time will tell. Every day they're updating us on what's happening. And Center of Disease Control, you can go on their website and you can look up what they're telling you to do as far as prevention is concerned, as much as they know. Every day is new and they update us on more information. The information comes in. It is contagious, so it ain't just about eating fish. But they are noticing people aren't going to, like, Los Angeles County. They're not going to Chinatown and Koreatown. Their businesses have gone down. People aren't eating in certain places, especially with this fish stuff. Where do the fish come from? I know there's a major store, and when you read the label, some of their fish came from Vietnam, China. And that's why some people, and when they see where it came from, they don't buy it. that's been going on for some time. And I know it's, I remember it's in Vietnam, China. Where's my fish from here? Now I can see. The next
This is kind of hard to do now because almost everything comes from there. And if you go to Walmart, you're in China City.
So that is like, wow. We have to really think where you're traveling to, whether you want to take a cruise on any of the cruise ships. I think they're not telling us enough. Now, if anything is close to Japan, Korea, China, they tell us about those places. But what if I'm catching a cruise ship out of Hawaii or out of Europe somewhere? They ain't saying nothing about those ships yet. Yet there was one. It wasn't from China or Japan. I don't remember the name of it and where it was coming from. And they contain the people. When I say they contain, they're quarantining you. You have to stay on the ship for at least 14 days. And as Selena said, what kind of when they're sanitizing the ship, how well are they sanitizing it? You know, because people, they're telling you wash your hands. You know, the germs can be on the surface of something. That's scary.
Yes, it is.
Have any questions? If you want me to hear you, please be in an area where there's not a lot of noise so we can listen to you. You would call 858-769-4936, press 1. And be mindful if you're in a noisy place because this is a live broadcast and that noise will be heard around the globe. So we try to make this show as professional as possible and, you know, muting out all outside noise so the audience can hear you. Okay, you want to add anything else to this broadcast, Selena?
Yes, I think that for all those that are going shopping, make sure that when you go to Walmart, you use those disinfect little handkerchiefs or towels that they have there and wipe your basket down, especially the part where you put your hands. Do not touch anything inside of the store unless you intend to purchase it. And after you complete your shopping and while you're doing your shopping, do not touch your face or your clothes with your hands. Wipe your hands. If you have your children, confine them to the basket or keep them all together because this is a serious disease and obviously it's traveling through people. And since we don't know who, what, when, where, or how, then it means take precautions.
Yes, I agree. Because we have no idea how widespread it is already until someone shows signs and symptoms. They test them. Then we know.
Everything we learned in this school is that germs are, especially our hands, but they're airborne. And with our hands, the one way we can at least lessen the probability that you get anything is, number one, stay away from extremely crowded places. If you have to go to a hospital, be sure to pick up your mask at the front door. try not to be in any place unless you absolutely have to be there. For right now, until we have better understanding of what's going on, I would reschedule going to Six Flags or Disneyland because usually people that come from these types of countries and some of the countries that have the highest numbers, they usually come and they travel here to those venues. And those would be places that you would want to stay away from right about now. Secondary, if you have any of the symptoms, which could be having a fever, chills or feeling like you have the flu, please take yourself to a doctor.
Do not hesitate
because one of the biggest problems we always have whenever we have something that's on a runaway is people think they can go home and get some chicken soup. And you don't know what you have. You know, they want to go get chicken soup and lemon and honey. And believe me, chicken soup is not going to help this virus.
No.
So the best thing to do is, fine, if you go to the doctor and they say you have a cold, great. But if you have any of these symptoms, because they're very similar to having the flu, you want to be seen by somebody that's a professional as soon as possible, and especially if you have children. Do not monkey around. This is nothing to play with. The numbers are starting to climb, and the numbers that we don't want to hear about. And if you've ever seen things that happen in foreign countries where they have many, many coffins stacked high, and at a point, there won't be any coffins. They'll dig a hole and start putting bodies in it. And we don't even want to think about those kinds of things. But we can see in China that, you know, they're going through the air with helicopters, and they have officers going down the street spraying. So they're taking desperate measures. And so that means this thing is running rampant, that they're unable to control it. And when they're unable to control it, it means it's going to infiltrate, and it already has. The numbers that they say are the numbers that they are aware of. They are aware that certain people, just as Paulette said, we don't know if they stopped at Jack in the Box, McDonald's, or if they went to the bus station. We don't know what they did before they were diagnosed with this coronavirus. And so that means they made contact with hundreds and hundreds of people. And so our expectation is that this number is going to continue to rise. And so the best defense that we have in our communities is to be vigilant with being aware of what those symptoms are, and be vigilant with staying out of harm's way by basically staying at home, stay around your families until they have a better idea of what this is.
Okay, and then I'm going to read this that was sent to me, someone, and they got it from the Ministry of Health emergency notification. They said, most urgent, very serious, important information. Ministry of Health emergency notification to the public that the coronavirus influenza outbreak this time is very, very serious and fatal. There is no cure. Once you are infected, it's spreading from China to various countries. Prevention method is to keep your throat moist. Do not let your throat dry up. Thus, do not hold your thirst, because once your membrane and your throat is dry, the virus will invade into your body within 10 minutes. Drink 50 to 80 cc's of warm water, 30 to 50 cc's for kids according to age. Every time you feel your throat is dry, do not wait. Keep water in hand. Do not drink plenty at one time, as it doesn't help. Instead, continue to keep throat moist till the end of March 2020. Do not go to crowded places. Wear masks as needed, especially in trains and in public transportation. Avoid fried or spicy food and load up with vitamin C. The symptoms are repeated high fever, prolonged coughing after fever. Children are prone. Adults usually feel uneasy, headache, and mainly respiratory related. Highly contagious. And then it said, please share if you care for human life. So if you listen to this broadcast, you share this information with others. And this came from what they call the Ministry of Health emergency notification. Why they said do all this before, you know, until March 2020. I don't know what the predictions are. Hopefully, by March, some of this would be contained. Hopefully. I know they're working overtime to do all they can, because we're losing lives, along with we're going to lose some businesses too. So if you have stock in some of those places, probably too late. The stock's already dropped. Businesses, that's the truth. Money, you would have had to get out when you first when this first thing hit the scene. Other than that, the stock ain't worth nothing right now. So it's just one of those things that we have to get a hand on. Okay, this is the time in our program. Selena has a vast background in working with nonprofits, and so she normally lets the public know some of the other nonprofits that are out there and how to get a hold of them and what they do. All right, Selena, go ahead.
Okay, one of the first items, which is not a nonprofit, but it's something that I feel is important because I feel that everybody needs to be computer literate or be able to have access to a computer. And this is a place where that can happen. And they have a lot of ways to either finance you, and you don't have to have any credit, no credit check. They have many ways to help assist you. And this place is called the Computer Annex, USA.com. And you can call their phone number, which is area code 909-933-3577, and take a look at the website, talk to somebody there and see what type of computer you might like or what type of tablet, and get yourself up to date. But mind you, get over there. They're located in Ontario, but they have a website, which inside of the website, they have everything that they have for sale, and anything that they don't have, they will get it for you. Again, it's called the Computer Annex, USA.com. That phone number, 909-933-3577. Next, one of the first nonprofits is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. Veteran Care Solutions, they are currently taking care of, I imagine, at least 200 to 300 veterans in various different places throughout the Southern Belt, inside of Texas, and now in, also in California. Any of you that need information that would like to get into that business to help some of our veterans get off the street, and you'd like to know how this stuff works, please call LaShonda Jones at Veteran Care Solutions. And her phone number is area code 909-329-8288. If you see a veteran, please refer him call them so that we can get this guy some help. The next organization is called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. I love that little rim rhyme name. Sick and Tired is run by Kathy Braxton, and they're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. On the fourth Saturday of every month, they give away free food, and sometimes they actually go out there and do a hot dog or a hamburger to anybody that basically shows up. But they give away free food, and I'm talking about a couple of shopping bags, and it's absolutely free. Sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you can reach Kathy Braxton at area code 562-313-0041. The very next organization in which myself, I'm a director, and also Paulette, she's very often there passing out healthcare information under the banner of healthcare consultants. This organization is called Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life website is the same, www.sowingseedsforlife.org. And the four is spelled all the way out, F-O-R. We are located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and the phone number there is 909-293-7735, extension 232. If you would like to volunteer or you have food that you'd like to donate to the food bank, please feel free to give us a call. We need all we can get. We're currently doing probably more than $10,000 a month. And so we need all the help that we get. We can also use donations. Again, the name of the organization is Sowing Seeds for Life, and the phone number 909-293-7735, extension 232, and ask for Fran Robinson. The next organization that we would like to talk about is called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children, and they give them a priority, especially for a wounded or disabled or fallen military family. You can go to their website and see what they're all about by going to www.campcorral.org, or please feel free to call area code 855-605-1267. The next organization is called Healed Women, and they're located at 935 Bradford Street in Pomona. And what they try to do is to work with women to help them with various different problems, mental and physical, and reiterate them back into society. The next organization is something that I just kind of throw out there because you never know who you touch with this, but there are a lot of people out there that are on drugs or some types of substance, and I feel that they need help. And if you're one of those people, and if you're having mental problems or you'd like to talk to somebody, please call SAMHSA. If you can't remember the name, just write this down. It's called 1-800-662-HELP. Again, 1-800-662-HELP. And the help is 4357. Again, this is for those of you that may have problems, or you may be on drugs or alcohol. We never know what it is that you're going through. And we're going to have one more. It's called Right on Time Youth and Family Service Incorporated. They're located at 3115 North Gary in Pomona. The phone number there is 909-223-8535. The CEO there is Linda D. Wright. Again, it's called Right on Time, and what they do is they work with the youth help them with homework and various other different services. The phone number, 909-223-8535. At the close of every show, I always have my own opinion, and it sort of goes like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues, and sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I work very hard to be. I take risks, and I use myself. I tell sly stories and experiences. I share my weaknesses and my mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig, and basically for this reason. I have a big belief, and that belief is to help others that can't help themselves. I am Selena A. Lindsay, and at this time, we're going to turn it back over to Paulette.
Yes, thank you, Selena. Hope everyone learned some things, and especially about how to prevent possibly getting this virus and what to do if you, if you are sick and you don't know what's wrong with your body, and some of the places to avoid when it comes to traveling. It's very important. If you want to know more, go up on the Center of Disease Control website. They can advise you also. There's a lot of information out there. There are some things no one seems to know. So I just say take heed and care enough about yourself, your health, and your family's health, and your friend's health, and do something rather than nothing. I also wanted, this is February is Heart Month, so healthcare consultants will be continually offering free chest compression only classes. So if you have a group, you want us to come out, just send me a message either up on Facebook or through the email or through my webpage, hsnhorsecc-cpr.com. Get a hold of us, and we'll be more than glad to come out and service your organization. Because right now, a lot of your sudden cardiac arrest happens, 80% of it happens in the home, and no one knows what to do. So we're willing to show you what to do so we can get those numbers down and save a life. And that's for free. You don't get a certificate, but you do get the know-how, how to do compression-only CPR. You can always reach us at 909-622-8856. Again, 909-622-8856. Thank you. We'll be on the broadcast again next month, at the beginning of the month. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.